What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, we'll get some line stuff when they actually start going against the Miami Dolphins right now, just stretching in warm-ups, the two teams out on the field. It was fun yesterday. It was really, really fun. In the meantime, talk some Tigers because yesterday was a win is reassuring. Kang said somewhat facetiously it was the least reassuring series win in the history of the Tigers organization. But, you know, I get it. People want – they want them to look dominant at all times. And the reality is in baseball, you kind of – you got to find ways to win games when stuff goes wrong because it's very rare that your offense, your defense, you know, your fielding, your hitting, your pitching is all clicking. When that happens –
your power play, your penalty kill.
When that happens, teams. You're blowing people out, right? And,
yeah.
And they won these two games. They scratched out, what, three runs in the two wins? And, hey, they found a way. They found a way, and that's what matters. But, you know, it's the White Sox. The White Sox, good news is the White Sox have been scoring a ton of runs. They were averaging six runs a game post-All-Star break coming into this series. And, you know, the middle game, they obviously put up a big number, but in the two Tiger wins, it was one run and no run. So pitching did get the job done. But here's the feedback coming in to the Carson Anderson inbox. You know what? This Tiger team's best is good enough to win it all, and I'm excited to see how they perform when it matters most. That's from an unnamed texter. Josh Warren says, does Javi need hip surgery again, guys? Is that why he's swinging at bad pitches again? Yeah, I mean, he had a very ugly at-bat yesterday. It still creeps up every once in a while. But they, you know, I mean, they've got enough guys that you assume that Javi's going to play a role, but it might not be an everyday role.
Yeah, I think it's going to be an everyday role or close to it, just because of his position versatility as well. I mean, until Parker Meadows is proven that he can come back, I think Javi's the best option they have in center field. He's without a doubt capable defensively, and you know, offensively, you look at his numbers, and you know, they're not eye-catching. They never really were. What showed up was that, at least they never really were this year. What showed up was that he was hitting for average, and he would deliver in more clutch situations, which we didn't see him hit for average at all last year. Strangely enough, he actually delivered in clutch situations last year, despite the fact that his average sucked. This year, it's the same thing. He still has an OPS. It's like .850 with runners in scoring position. And he's actually hitting .300 with runners in scoring position. So you'll take it. It's, you know, go through the ups and downs of the season. It is what it is. But, yes, he has. We've seen him stretched and expand that strike zone more than you feel comfortable with from time to time, but at least he's still getting on base.
What do we got here? Unnamed texter. Melton is too good for the bullpen. Give me 5 or 6 innings every 5 days. Okay, if you mean 5 or 6 innings every 5 days the rest of the regular season, there's a good chance that they'll cap him before he gets to the postseason. You know, maybe not, but, you know, that is something that teams do. They allow pitchers to kind of take steps as far as innings pitched. And what did you say? He's at?
He's at 97 and two-thirds innings this year.
And what was he last year?
100.1, I believe.
Okay, so he's still got some starts in him for sure, but are you sure you want to use him every 5 days the rest of the way? Especially with, I mean, I know people don't see it as a comfortable lead, 6.5 games, but it's comfortable-ish. It's comfortable enough that you can maybe try and thread the needle of not use him as a starter and be able to stretch him out to get him into the postseason if you want to see him pitch in the most important games. Mike in Plymouth says, Flaherty is a veteran who will absolutely be part of the postseason roster, unlike the struggling youngster Casey Mize last year. That's from Mike. I mean, I suspect Flaherty will be on the postseason roster, but what would it take for him not to be? It would I wouldn't say it's written in stone, and it's probably not written in stone with Mize either. Mize has these really weird outings where he's 60 pitches and he's just starting the third inning.
Yeah, he has had those, and that's compiling obviously way too many pitches, and yet still able to navigate and give you five or six innings most of the time. But you know, that's a guy who was obviously an all-star first half of the season and has not pitched to that level in the second half of the season. Been way more inconsistent, but it feels like a lot of the Tigers have been way more inconsistent in the second half. It's a 40-game sprint now. It's time to turn it back on, and he's going to have to be a big part of what of their success the rest of the way.
248-539-9797. Tigers win a series. Did it make you feel better, people? From an unnamed texter, I don't really feel any better. Sure, they're winning series, but against bad teams and struggling to do it.
Well, it's against a team that they just beat a team that is a top 10 offense in the league since the All-Star break. And I'm not going to blow up the White Sox and make it seem like the White Sox are awesome, but how about, is it fair to say the White Sox are playing a lot better baseball now than they were back in May?
Yes.
It's a different team. It's still not, I wouldn't say it's a good team, but it's a team nonetheless that you have to win the series, and they did just that. They won the series.
Let's go to Hal on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Hal.
How you doing? I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Just on the Tigers, just generally my thoughts are right now they really are a 500 team the way they're playing and with all the various different things you've been talking about. And, you know, they'll win another 20 games. And I think it's going to come down to those final games with Cleveland to see if they see how they do. But I think they'll make the playoffs. But I don't think the way things are going, I just think they have much of a chance of them making it into the second round of the playoffs. They're just off, and unless they can fix something, and of course that's easier said than done. But I think they'll make the playoffs. I think the Cleveland games would be close, more exciting than we want them to be at the end of the year.
So let me ask you a question, because they've won 4 of 6 here. They got Scuba going tonight to make a great chance to make it 5 of 7. They beat the Angels in a series. The Angels then went to L.A. and swept the Dodgers. So, I mean, are you being maybe a little too dismissive of the way they've played lately?
No, I don't think so. I think with their pen work not working any better, their starters haven't struggled. They're having a hard time hitting. And I'm thinking these guys are going to pull out of it. I mean, they're going to start fixing some of that stuff. But like I said, I really think they're like a 500 team now. And I think that gives them 90 wins or 91 or something like that. And I think that should get them there. And I think I'm afraid we're going to have our playoffs when we start playing the Cleveland at the end of the year.
All right, Hal. I mean, I guess, you know, and the starters and the bullpen were great in 2 of these 3 games in Chicago.
One game was bad, but
they were great in 2 of the 3 games in Chicago. But we asked you, do you feel any better? And your answer is clearly no.
Well, I would say this. I can understand if the playoffs started today or tomorrow, right? If playoffs start tomorrow and, you know, the Tigers match up against Seattle, I don't think I'd have a ton of confidence. But if they started tomorrow and the Tigers match up with the Yankees, I feel pretty good.
So the crazy thing is, I mean, the good news is they don't start tomorrow. They got a lot of time to work this out.
Factual.
There's the Tigers aren't playing their best baseball of the season right now. So if this version of the Tigers is who goes into the postseason.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I mean, it's not a dreadful group. I think that they would have a chance to win any series. But you know, there was a while there they looked like they would absolutely win every series, right? I mean, they were really instilling confidence. But 248-539-9797. Aubrey is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Aubrey.
Hey, fellas. Let me start off this way. I retired almost a year ago, and I really get a chance to listen a lot more and enjoy you guys on YouTube. And my wife gives me crap. She goes, dude, you're just obsessed with this stuff. But really enjoy watching you guys on the TV, so for what it's worth.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Aubrey. We got to work on getting your wife to be obsessed with the show.
Yeah.
That's a tall task, buddy. You're on there. But, yeah. Hey, look, here's what I would say about the Tigers. I still think our fans have a lot of scar tissue from losing 12 out of 13, right?
Yeah.
And you said it well. This team has won the last couple of series. Should they have had 4 or 5 runs yesterday? Probably so. They didn't, but guess what? They won. Now, conversely, is this a team that's really going to be a contender for the World Series? My supposition is probably not. You know, maybe we get back to the divisional championship series, and if we get lucky, sure, maybe we get to the World Series. But this team is not as good as what they were at the beginning of the season, and they're sure not as bad as what they were around the All-Star break. I think their level is maybe playing 550 ball up to 600 ball. And if you do that, guys, this team wins the division, and they have a chance maybe to get a bye in the first round, and we'll see what happens from there. That's my take.
I think that bye, and I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, Aubrey. And that bye looms large, because getting to set up Scooble in a 5-game series when another team's got to use pitching to get through a divisional series or get through a wild card series, that's a big deal. That is a big, big deal. So, yeah, getting one of these top 2 seeds in the American League feels very important to me. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. Lions and Dolphins, they have now taken the field together. We got 7-on-7s going on in front of us with the Lions defense and the Dolphins offense. I want to get your take on what you've seen so far. We'll tell you when we continue from out here at Allen Park here on 97.1 The Ticket.